Chapter 15. Healing is possible. Moving forward together. The hope that comes after hurt. PTSD and TBI can feel like permanent shadows. They can alter everything, from how a veteran thinks and feels to how they relate to the people they love. At times, the path through trauma and injury seems long, lonely, and unclear. But this truth remains. Healing is possible. Not easy, not perfect, but possible. Healing doesn't mean going back to the way things were. It means learning how to move forward, how to carry the weight with less pain, how to find light again, sometimes in new places. Recovery may not erase the memories, but it brings strength, clarity, and the chance to rebuild a meaningful life. Healing is not linear. There is no one path to healing. Progress may come slowly. Good days may be followed by bad ones. But healing is still happening. Each time a veteran shows up for therapy, opens up to someone they trust, or simply makes it through a tough day without shutting down, healing is underway. The journey may involve setbacks, pauses, or restarts. That's normal. It's not a sign of failure. It's a sign of effort. Just as physical wounds take time and care, so do emotional and neurological injuries. It takes patience, courage, and support, but over time, things shift. The burden becomes more manageable. The world begins to feel safer again. The power of connection. Healing rarely happens in isolation. It happens in relationships, in support groups, in quiet moments with people who care. Veterans who find connection often find clarity. They discover that they're not alone, not broken, not beyond repair. Connection doesn't require deep conversations every time. Sometimes it means sitting quietly with someone who understands. Sometimes it means knowing who to call on a hard day. It can be as simple as being heard, being seen, being valued. Friends, family, and fellow veterans often play a central role in recovery. Encouraging words, small acts of kindness, and patient listening go a long way. Healing begins in trust, and connection builds that trust. Speaking up changes lives. When veterans find their voice, it changes everything. Speaking up, whether in therapy, at home, in a support group, or even to oneself, creates space for healing to begin. The silence that trauma demands loses its grip when truth is spoken. There is strength in telling the truth about what hurts. There is power in admitting what feels unmanageable. Speaking up invites understanding. It creates community. It challenges stigma. And the more veterans who speak, the more others will feel safe to speak as well. Every voice matters. Every story matters. And with every story told, the shame, fear, and isolation lose a little more ground. Families are part of the healing. Healing doesn't stop with the veteran. The whole family is part of the journey. Spouses, children, siblings, parents, they all feel the effects of PTSD and TBI. They all have the power to be part of the recovery process. Families help by showing up with love and patience, by learning what these conditions are and what they are not, by setting boundaries that protect their own well-being while still offering support. Families who educate themselves, ask for help when needed, and stay committed through hard moments can create a powerful foundation for healing. When families heal alongside the veteran, the home becomes a safer, more understanding place. It becomes a space for honesty, growth, and connection. And in that environment, recovery becomes far more sustainable. Civilians walk alongside too. Civilians have a role in this healing journey. You don't need to be a therapist or a veteran yourself to make a difference. All it takes is awareness, compassion, and the willingness to care. Speak openly and respectfully about mental health. Learn about PTSD and TBI. Make room for veterans in your workplace, your neighborhood, your community. Be the kind of person someone can talk to without fear of judgment or pity. Advocate for better care and more resources. Support the families who serve behind the scenes. Help build a society where no veteran feels like they have to suffer in silence. Healing belongs to all of us. The veteran may carry the wound, but the community helps carry the weight. A future worth building. The road ahead for veterans with PTSD and TBI is not always easy, but it is not without hope. With the right support, many go on to lead deeply fulfilling lives. They return to school. They find new careers. They rebuild relationships. They learn new ways to cope, grow, and thrive. Some find healing through therapy, others through art, exercise, faith, volunteering, nature, or service to others. There is no single way forward, just the commitment to keep moving. Healing doesn't mean forgetting what happened. It means not being held hostage by it. It means honoring the past while still building the future. We move forward together. Healing is not a solo mission. No veteran should have to walk this journey alone. Whether you're a veteran, a loved one, or someone who cares from the outside, your presence matters. Encourage, support, listen, learn. Be part of a new chapter, one where the wounds we don't see are still treated with care, dignity, and attention. One where every veteran feels worthy of recovery. One where families are strengthened, communities are engaged, and no one is left behind. This is not just the end of a book, it's the beginning of a movement. A movement of hope, of understanding, of walking forward, together. Healing is possible. Let's keep going.